Hi everybody, this is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and tonight is Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. We'll go there probably in about maybe 35, 40 minutes or so. So just stay with us. You can have a wonderful experience for healing. And we'll just start off the bat here doing some releasing from entities. And I will say tomorrow is our big day, one of our marathon days, where we're having the ET parasites, critters that are invisible in our bodies that crawl around inside of us. We're going to be doing some releasing on those. So it's an 8-hour conference call. And you can still get on if you're interested. So just connect with me. You can go to the website also. And for the first timers, the cost is $150. And for the people who've been on the other calls, it's $100. And it's definitely worthwhile doing because you feel so much better afterwards. So I'll just have Sylvia come on. If you're out there in cyberspace, Sylvia, maybe you can describe some of these critters and have them, maybe they can go to the BBS archives. And we'll do some samples of those tonight, too. So I'm going to do some entity clearing. So are you out there, Sylvia? We'll kind of speed things up here so we can cover two different areas at one time. Hello, Sylvia. Well, maybe not yet. So energy work, what we're going to do is take these out of your body. These are emotional bodies of people who passed over, passed on. And then these entities, which are emotional bodies, normally do not go anywhere but here. So this is what happens to them when they come into us as a host and live off our emotional traumas and energies and also create our addictions. So here we go, releasing them from us here. And here we go. So you out there in cyberspace, Sylvia?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, why don't you maybe talk, if you could, about the call tomorrow, what people have experienced. So far we've done basically 34 hours of this extended special healing. You're on the light ship for probably half a week to a week after the healing. Continuous as they work with us, so this is another continuation, and we'll be doing the next two Sundays for these. So, clear entities, if you want to just come on and talk, that'd be great.
Okay, great. Yeah, I'd love to. So, if you're listening and you're new to this, basically, there are special intensive healing events that are done on a conference call basis, and there are four coming up this month. The first one is tomorrow, and it's an 8-hour conference call. You can do it either from a phone, a landline, or a cell phone. All you need is a phone to get on it. And basically the purpose of the call tomorrow is for actually clearing out of the body any kind of energetic alien life forms that sometimes inhabit the body so that once these are removed, your own divine spirit energy is able to come forward and to integrate fully with your body. And so actually you're able to walk essentially in spirit, empowered with your own divinity, rather than having this other energy that's affecting you and harming your body. So it's a very intensive healing. It's normally I think at Ron's typical rates about $150 an hour to clear those out, and this is more like $150 or less for a whole day of clearing. I think it's 8 hours or more, 8 hours on the phone, but more time than that on the actual light ship for healing. So it's an amazing call. We've had, like Ron said, quite a few of these in the last couple of months, and people have emailed in and phoned in some pretty incredible results that they've been having with that. And if you're following along with us on the fast chat tonight, I'm sure some of our listeners that have been on these calls before will mention some of their results that they've had. So it's a wonderful opportunity. If you're interested in that, just connect with Ron. The phone numbers and email is listed at the bottom of the page here. So I believe that that covers tomorrow, unless you want to say something else about that, and then Ron could talk about the other dates that are happening this month also.
Sure. So, yeah, this call is tomorrow. The time, California time, would be, get my time straight here. It starts at 10, ends at 6. In New York, it starts at 1 and ends at 9. So do come on the call if you possibly can. It's probably the best healing you're ever going to have in your life. Also, on the website, we just put up a new page here, and it's about alien abductions, along with these extraterrestrial, we just call them critters, on the show here. And you can go on also on there for $30 for a month for unlimited usage. So if you are a person listening to the call here, and if you are a alien abductee, and you know about that, and a lot of people who I talk with who had this experience many, many times, they're really afraid and frightened. The light ship is here to get rid of these things off of you. So just get on there and do the clearings. You can pick your particular race of aliens and just see how they are affecting you. And it's very interesting because people type in other particular names of races that I don't have on here, or groups, organizations that they've heard about throughout the internet, or people talking about them, and they find that these races, these groups of individuals, organizations of the aliens, they have actually abducted them, which is pretty disconcerting because they advertised as complete light energies, and that they're here to help us. But when you find out that they have not, it gets pretty disconcerting. Plus, it's all against your own free will. And so, naturally, that's the way they work. So we're done with the entity clearing. And we'll start off now. And we had a question here from Jess about barcodes here. And you could probably read the question there, Sylvia, if you like, on the fast chat here. Talks about, I can just read it. I've completed the spirit and body barcode removal clearings. If my number gets called before 2012, will my soul spirit be taken to the light ship? Yes. Because you got rid of the barcode. I want to talk about those. If you're new to the program, this may sound a little different. We try to disseminate as much truth as we can out here across the internet airwaves here. So the reason why you're listening to this program is because you haven't did the ascension yet. And that means that you missed out 2,000 years ago typically. And if you missed out quite a few of them, most people have been here for around 50,000 years. So if that's the case, if you're one of those people and you know that you've been here in maybe Lemuria or Atlantis, you know, then you've been here for quite a long time. And that means that you have actually missed out on 25 ascensions. So you could chalk another one off maybe. This would be number 26. And the reason why you have missed them is because the dark side probably took you sideways to a parallel universe. And another reason could be is that you possibly went to the light of the darkness. Remember, the darkness creates light. This is what almost all the practitioners use, and they say that they're a light worker and they bring light into your body, etc. All this energy that they bring into you is the light of the darkness. This is where people go to who come back with the near-death experience, the NDEs. And they tell you how wonderful it was, how they saw God, how they saw Jesus, all these other things. Remember, the dark side can fabricate those, manufacture those, just like the light can. And that's how they do. They mimic the light so that you're able to think that you went to some divine location, but you're still in the regular, ordinary, forced reincarnation loop, and you come back here again. But now you've had the information because you were conscious, as your body was basically dying or dead, and you came back in, and the body got restored. So when that happened, you became more conscious of the spiritual energy. That's what people think. What really happened was is that your body released the genetic cellular programming that's stored in it as your body was dying, which means that your body now is cleared out. So naturally, when your body's cleared out more, this is what I do with the healings for people, I clear out the densities. So by your body dying, the densities got cleared out. And then you come back, and your spirit can come back into your body. You may think that you have a mission because you were given the choice naturally that you could come back if you wish, and most people who have these experiences always say yes because they're back here naturally. And they think that they have a special gift from the divine to do healing work or to do this or that, to promote the light of the darkness over again and tell you all about the light of the darkness and how wonderful it was. This is just another trap. And the reason why they have their extra special gifts, we'll say, is only because they got rid of their genetic cellular memory. So once that's released, then all of a sudden you can have more spirit in your body, and naturally your spirit got dusted off, you know, from this process, cleaned off all the residues that you had, all the problems, so you come back in more enlightened because they did that to you. So now you think that you've been blessed by this divine energy, and now you're really promoting the light of the darkness, and this is what happens. So that's a clue for some of you about the near-death experience. Remember, the darkness creates the light also, but it's the light of the darkness. This is what we're trapped in here. This is all the spiritual teachings of what's out here, where you pray outside of yourself to an alien god, and this is what happens to you. You get hooked into this energy, and this is why you have not ascended, because you got mind-controlling programs in you from the aliens. You also probably turned into the darkness, thinking that it was the light of the darkness, so you actually gave up true light from your spirit, and you went outside of yourself searching and looking to find out what to do with the light, or to how to get the light, and you not knowing that you already have it. That's basically it. It's very, very simple, but it's hard to get out of. Only way to get out of it is to go inside and get your own guidance, because you all have it with you. You're never separated as long as you connect to your spirit. If you can connect to your spirit, then you're able to be in the light because the light is with you. You have the divine spark. So we'll talk about your spirit barcode briefly here. When you come into the earth plane for the very first time, you get stamped like a barcode. And this barcode connects you to the darkness so you can't leave. Next, you have a barcode. In each lifetime, remember, you have your horoscope, your natal chart, and you have a barcode on you, on your body, for alien abductions. So if you get that off your body, you're in good shape. You want to get your barcode off your spirit so you can leave here. Then you also have another barcode, which is the mind barcode. This interfaces their teachings, the energy of collective consciousness, the energy of universal mind. You probably all heard these phrases before in the New Age movement. That's maybe the law of oneness, you know, that you are connected somehow, but they don't know where, but that's mainly the light of the darkness, because your only connection that you have to the divine is in you, and the connection from spirit to spirit normally is not any kind of courting, because the light gives you free will, so you're never going to be in oneness with anybody. You know, that's kind of one of those things that they want to promote now, that you have oneness with everything. And then the last barcode is the barcode that your body has to the earth. This makes your body afraid to do the ascension because it's attached to the grid lines here on this planet. So, and there are two other ones which they have not brought forward yet. That's what they tell me during my lectures here in New York. So if you are in the New York area, I have two lectures coming up, actually workshops, interactive workshops, at the Edgar Cayce ARE Center, which will be next Friday and Saturday. So they're at 6:30 to 9:30 Friday night, and Saturday is 1 to 4. So, Sylvia, any other questions, and what should we do next?
Wow, well, you said it all there about the barcodes. And it's just amazing that you have the clearings that can actually just instantaneously lift those barcodes from people. So you might want to just mention, what those barcodes have to do with the problem of abductions. And in case there's anyone listening who has either been abducted or is aware that that's a problem with someone in their family or a loved one, that might want to get that removed.
Sure. So basically, people who have been abducted is normally continuous throughout their family lines. You know, your parents have been abducted. Everybody on this planet has been abducted, though, probably a couple times, you know, at least during their lifetime, maybe a couple of times a year. So the people that have been abducted and they know about the experience, they're terrified, those are the people who probably had it maybe 500 times or more. So remember, the aliens want to keep track of you. They created your body, took out the special light frequencies in and out of the DNA, and so they didn't want us to be smarter than they were naturally. You know, if you're going to be controlling somebody, you want the people who you're controlling not to be at the same consciousness. So it took these out and brought us down here with our body genetics. And in that, they put implants that go off at different times throughout our lives and throughout our genetic history. And so we're just, you know, kind of like a laboratory rat down here walking around, and they check on us. And when they do check on us, they may want to upgrade your implant, upgrade the stuff that's inside of you. They may want to experiment with you. If you're a woman, a lot of women have their eggs taken. Men have sperm taken. And then they do some engineering of that through genetics. A lot of women become pregnant. And if they are pregnant, then normally after about a month and a half, they get abducted again. And their little fetus is taken from them. They go through the mourning process of what happened to me. I feel this emotional energy. I thought I was pregnant, but I can't because I don't have anything inside of me now, and that's what happened. So anyway, it's just an awful thing. It's all against your free will, and this is kind of what happens to a lot of people here. But let's just get into a lighter note. So if you are abducted, go to the website. You want to just try it out. It's only $1 for one clearing. A whole week clearing, unlimited clearings for 7 days is $10. And then from there you can go on, if you wish, a whole month for $30. Very, very reasonable to get these alien races off of your back. If you're laying in bed at night and your body jerks, that's a attack on you. They do that also, like pins in the bottom of your feet. Have you ever felt your feet going to sleep, or you like had a pin prick or poke somewhere on your body? Well, that's not your nerves. That's them trying to take away your energy, trying to poison you. And I don't want to make this show too negative, but once you become aware of what's happening, the website creationlightship.com is here to help you. Just go on the left-hand navigation link. I think about halfway down on it, you're going to see alien abduction. And go on there and get some help. And a lot of people can't even talk to their friends about it because nobody understands it unless it's happened to you. So here we go. We're going to do some energy work. And we're going to do an emotional body sampling. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. We'll do a feeling body sample. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. We're going to do a trauma body. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And for people who are in physical pain, 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And we'll do an anxiety body. Since today's Friday, I mean the end of the weekend, on Saturday, excuse me. So for anxieties, here we go. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And how are you doing, Sylvia? I'll put you back on. My internet just went down here, so maybe you're flying solo here.
Okay, great.
I can't see what's here. So anyway, one of those things.
We have some requests here. We have quite a few people with us on the fast chat. And we have a request from Pranav. He's asking if you could energize the light being.
Great. Thank you, Pranav. So, scroll down to the bottom of your screen. And if you don't know where you are, go to Creation Lightship Healing. And I still have this part of the screen up, so this will still work. I haven't switched it off. So you want to scroll down and get to the light beam, which is about an inch on your scroll bar. And we'll bring in the male energies tonight. The males are very electric. And also when you do the healings online, the light beam does come through. It's energized, and you're actually in connection with a light beam or more. Might be more than one of them helping you do these healings. So it's very wonderful to see him get energized. So just watch this here. And here comes one of the males here. The males are typically more electric than the females. I'm going to increase the energy here. Might feel your body getting energized also. And here they come. Another one's coming in, so this is the second male. And here's another one coming. This is number three. And number four. So you have four males right now. Very interesting. How's that, Sylvia?
Feels wonderful, Ron.
Okay, so let's bring forth some females now. The males will be with them. So we'll bring in the females here. Here we go. And we also have our special events a little bit below the light beam here underneath our list of services. This will show you what we're doing this month here. And it's about maybe a fourth of the way down on your scroll bar. Here we go. So if you wish to come on all the different conference calls that I have for this month, it's $300. So it's quite a bit of time. The three Sundays are 24 hours, 8 hours apiece, plus we have a 4-hour ascension call. So you have 28 hours of lightship healing for $300. It's great. Get rid of the parasites and entities that are attached to you. I've never done a long emotional body entity ghost release from people, so this will be quite something for 8 hours. Here we go. And here's the females. They're coming in along with the male, so your room should be pretty energized. Okay, Sylvia, back to you. Any other questions on the fast chat?
Well, actually, my fast chat crashed, and right before then, we were having some people talk about not having sound. And now as I listen back, I'm just hearing the music playing. So can you check your sound so we can see if we're actually live or not? Are you hearing anything on your sound?
Mine apparently is not. I had lost my fast chat, and it said that I lost the internet, so I don't know if we're on or not.
Okay, so if you want to keep talking,
I'll keep talking.
I'll use my cell to call BBS and have them check, but I'm not getting anything but music here.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay.
Well, we're going to do another sample healing here. And let's do a healing where people will have a lot of fear in their bodies. So this is a fear clearing. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Now we'll do an anger clearing. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Next, we're going to do another sample clearing. And let's do a clearing for the planetary energies. Here we go. We'll take you out of 10 of these planets. These control you. This is your natal chart stuff. There's more to it than that, but they actually cord your physical body. Here we go. Planet 1 released. 2 released, 3 released, 4 released, 5 released, 6 released, 7 released, 8 released, 9 released, and 10 released. So why don't you just get up and walk around a little bit. Maybe walk for maybe 20 steps, stretch and twist, and you may find some kind of relief with your body. You might have some extra pains actually physically leave you because the planets were cording you. A cord is like a hypodermic needle, so to speak, or like a large fire hose attached to a fire hydrant, and you're the hydrant, and it's just sucking out energy out of you. And this is what the planets do. And they also can bring to you the information that they wish you to believe, understand, along with implants and mind control. I'm going to do one other clearing here. We'll take you out of the parallel lives that the dark side puts you into, normally when you're sleeping and or when you're not here. These are fabricated lives from cloned planets that look like ours that they create, also cloned bodies. And your spirit goes into these and lives those lifetimes also. So here we go. First lifetime, that's parallel, released. Second released, third released, fourth released, fifth released, sixth released, seven released, eight released, nine released, and 10 released. So, Sylvia, are you back there? Any news on BBS, if we're on or not?
I'm not able to get through to BBS, so I don't know. We'll just have to hope that we have sound out there somewhere.
Yeah, I don't have sound on mine, but my internet went off, so I don't know what to say.
So far, I did get my fast chat back, and there are quite a few people on. A few have said that the hearing is good for them, the sound is good for them, so hopefully we're okay.
Okay, if anyone would like to call in, we can take a few questions for the next maybe 10, 15 minutes. What we'll do, too, is some more sample clearings. In fact, what we're going to do is take out a few of those bodies. Earlier we did some clearings on the emotions and feelings, and people don't really understand what these clearings do for them, so I'm going to start taking these bodies out of you. Remember, if the bodies stay out, they're there for your protection. So your body, physical body, doesn't get killed by psychic attack energy. Remember, we're taught to use mind energy here, taught to use our head, and then when we think a thought, projecting it to someone else, that's very dangerous. So let's take the emotional body out. I'll count to 10 so you can feel it leave you. It's going to be in front of you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Good. We'll take out your mental body, put that behind you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. We'll take out your pain body to the right of you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And we'll take out your, let's take out the sensory body, how you sense things. That'll be to the left of you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And I'm getting to take out on top of your head. Let's take out the body that's in fear. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And we'll take out the anger body and put that below you. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. You should feel just very, very peaceful right now. And what I will say is that even if you have all of these clearings that I do, each time you have one, you feel much, much better. But you must take the time daily to drop into your heart. So we're going to do that right now. And if you can only stay there for a minute or two, you always need to connect to your heart. And as you start doing it more and more, then you can hold that heart consciousness. Because having the clearings are great, but if you don't do anything with them, then basically you're lost. And the dark side doesn't want you to connect to your heart because the heart energy, you know, is divine energy, and it doesn't want you to be there. So think of an elevator. 10th floor is your forehead. First floor is your heart. So the forehead, we'll just say, is the thought between your ears, what you have when you think. This is where you normally perceive your thoughts are coming from. And we're going to drop down that body, many names for it. We'll just call it your awakening consciousness. Here we go. Think of an elevator. This you should be doing yourself continuously. You know, do it 4 or 5 times a day. and stand that peace energy in your heart. The more you're there, the more you can feel peaceful. And then you're out of time. When you're out of time, you're in spirit. When you're in time, you're in the darkness. That's the difference. And then you're in the mind. Remember, universal mind, collective consciousness, you know, is what you're dealing with. And then you're dealing with alien energies controlling you, which you don't want to have happen. Remember, if everybody on this planet would be in their heart center, nobody would want to kill anybody, and the whole world would change on a, you know, turn of a dime here. So here we go. Dropping down. I want to just close your eyes. Just feel the energy move. 10. And I have to command the energy, so this is why I count backwards. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. So think a thought right now. And if a thought is in your chest area, you're in your heart. If it's still, you know, in your head, or maybe it's in your throat, you just haven't dropped down enough. That body just said, I don't want to do this. Doesn't want to surrender to love. So we'll drop you down a little bit more here. So here we go, dropping down. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, there we go. It feels really peaceful.
Well, Ron, we have quite a few requests.
Okay. So let's go ahead.
Okay,
I just
great.
Got my fast chat back on, so.
Yeah, I think we're fine. So I think there's just certain times where certain channels lose sound and other ones are okay. So. Anyway, we have a request. Well, this is a question first that goes back to the earlier question about the barcodes, the types of barcodes that we have on us and how they can be cleared. And the question is, can you remove something like the spirit barcode from someone who has already passed on?
Okay. Yes, you could.
So if someone's listening that has a loved one that's passed on, they could actually go to you for a clearing?
Yeah, typically I would say yes, although it may not be needed because the light ship may already have them. So I would say typically if they didn't get caught in between leaving the body and getting stuck into the reincarnation cycle, they may have automatically been taken by the light ship. But if not, yes, it would be worthwhile doing the barcode clearing. I know that, you see, in the Bible, the way it's taught is that people who have died, that their spirit stays here, and they wait for Jesus to come. This is the teachings that they claim Jesus said, which is not true. But this is another way to hold and just disempower everybody. But a lot of the Christians believe that it's the ending times, that all the graves will be kind of awakened, you know, and the people there, I guess we're talking about the spirits, are going to be brought up to heaven by Jesus, okay? And so the light ship has already taken away the energies from the graveyards. So the people there that had that belief system, we'll just say for 2,000 years, all these false teachings of, you know, what's brought forth in Christianity, those energies are already gone. The light ship's already dealt with them. This is why if you go to a graveyard now, you're not going to really feel anything there but just regular land and just read the, you know, the information on the headstones. You're not going to feel those emotional bodies there, and you're not going to feel any spirits there typically. This I found out when we went to Valley Forge. I mean, that's a very negative place. where they had, you know, the Civil War there with George Washington, et cetera. We went into some of the old graveyards, and there was nothing there. All we saw was just the this land, we'll say, and looking at graveyards, stones, you know, that were probably from the 1800s or so. It's quite something to see this, but it was like dead. Nothing was there at all. So, anything else on Fast Chat?
Yeah, the next request is if you could bring us into the present moment.
Sure, here we go. Count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Now you're in the present moment.
That's great.
So I do things very quick sometimes. Sometimes I do it a little slower. Remember, you have to recall that when Jesus said, you know, you are healed, there wasn't much to it. It was much easier 2,000 years ago to do the healings, but it's still pretty quick this time around, and sometimes I get kind of, I guess, bored. You know, I've been doing this for so long. I have over 400 archives here, and it's probably all pretty much the same, at least to me it is. I'm sure each show is different, you know, but basically I'll do it slow sometimes just to show some people so they can actually kind of catch on to what I'm doing, but I could just say it's done and it's over with. That's how quick it would work. In fact, we'll do it right now that way. So here we go. We'll do a healing of, we'll take out your, see here, take out your trauma body, done. We'll take out your, let's see, what other body can we do here? We got pain, fear, anger, anxiety, anger body, done, it's out of you. Let's do, I think all that we do here. You have any suggestions, Sylvia?
Yeah, how about the mental body?
The mental body, done, it's out. Next one?
Sensory.
Sensory, I did that one before, but that one's out.
Okay.
Let's do a body of judgment, out, that's done. So this is how quick the light shift works. And some people, their mind really can't wrap around things happening that fast. So I do them slower so that you can actually feel the energies leave. But this is how quick it is.
And Ryan, we have a request for a sample of the infection body.
Okay. A little bit of echo there, Sylvia, at least on my phone. Might just be me here. Infection body. Okay, here we go. I'm going to do this one slow so you can actually feel your body change. So here we go. I'm going to count to 10. Typically, you're going to actually feel your immune system kick in and your body might heat up. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. Let's go to the light ship. So this will not work on the archives because of the ET abductions, etc. And if you are listening to the program on an archive, you will definitely feel the light beam energies, but you will not be on the light ship because I have to connect with you consciously right now, this very moment, to do this here. And I'm not going to put my feelers out on the archives. So here we go. And okay, Elizabeth says that her father is in ICU. So, Elizabeth, think of your father right now. We're taking him up to the light ship. Here we go. I'll count to 10 as we go up. You may feel the energy shift at number 2. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. We're all up there. And the healings take place according to your genetic predisposition on what your ancestors believed could be healed in them, okay? And all the judgments also associated with that, and the judgment naturally prevents our healings as we turn to the darkness in place of the light. But aside from that, you will have healings. You can have healings, so don't think that you're not going to have one. We're going into the first room. This is a room where they're going to help our immune system out here. So you may feel your body heating up a little bit. And since Elizabeth mentioned about lung infection, let's go right to the room where they do work with our lungs. And here we go. Also, what happens to our lungs, too, with infections is that we have these alien ET critters in us, and they wrap around our lungs, everything in our body. So if you're interested in seeing what they do, we have two archives on BBS Radio here. It's 10-10-08 of last year, and it's 11-30-07. So tune into both of those, and you'll probably be amazed on what you actually discover. This is more of the sci-fi things that we get into on this show, but it's real. That's why we're doing two adjacent Sundays for 8 hours apiece to help you out. So here we go. And we're going to do some more work with the lungs here. So we can all use this healing. Okay. We're now working with our heart. And we're going to take out some of this octopus energy. I'll do this right now for everybody. There we go. There we go. And here we go again. I'll just say hi to Annika's little guinea pig. Very precious. Here we go. Okay, going to bring some life force energy into everybody. I'll count to 10 as it comes in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And the way the healings work on the light ship and also down here physically is that your spirit needs to be healed first before you can have a physical body healing, because your spirit has the same condition that you have. So we're doing some spirit healing right now on the light ship, and then the love energy can come into your spirit and then change the out-of-balance energies that you're dealing with. This is how heart-to-heart healings work. Love heals love, okay? Your body was initially conceived of love, and the love energy resonates from your spirit to that. If you send energies for healing, it must be heart-based healing. So then you're connecting spirit to spirit. So if somebody's spirit is weaker than you are, or maybe in crisis or something, because the body that they inhabit has a problem, then your spirit, if it's stronger, can actually help and heal the other person's spirit. This is the way healings work. Here we go. And now we're going to bring some more life force energy into us here. We're going to work with our blood to energize our blood. We're in special rooms now on the light ship, and these healings are between you and the light being doctors. You're up there consciously talking to them, describing your problems, and they'll do what they can do on the light ship. On the light ship, you are healed 100%. Just that when you come back down here, like I mentioned before, it's your genetic predisposition on how your body's going to accept the healing. How clogged up is your emotional body? Remember, the emotional body is the main one that actually causes your problem. Is it overfilled? You know, how much judgment do you have in your body from your ancestors? Do they believe in healings? You might believe in this lifetime, but what about all the rest of them? This is your genetics, okay? So there's a lot of people that you're living right now, living their lives. You go into the room where you're going to have some nutrients put into your body. So you might feel a little energized. And what I will say, if you want to be awake longer, which I do not, being on the East Coast right now, but if you want to stay up a little bit later, these nutrients, you can ask to have a little more energy put into them. And you might be up till maybe another 3 hours. For myself, I want to have just the energy just to keep me through this show here for the next 15 minutes, because I want to go to bed. And I have had people, in fact, I'll tell you a story here. I was working about a week ago on a person, maybe a week and a half ago, and I was doing clearings on paper that I normally do. And so at the end, the waiter came by, and I had probably about 15 pieces of paper. And normally I don't have anybody touch them because it's full of negative energy. Well, this is actually doing healing work, so I was actually working to do healing versus taking away stuff. Normally I always take away things. And so the waiter picked them up and kind of just looked at them briefly and then threw them away. Came back in the next day or so, and he said, you know, I when I picked those papers up, I felt this energy come into my body, and I was awake the whole night. So he didn't get any sleep. So this is what why I'm trying to tell you to kind of like be careful what you ask for, because normally when I run energy to people, they will be awake a little bit longer. Here we go. So we're getting some more nutrients put into our body. This is what you're missing to help balance your body out. I'm going to bring in some special healing oxygen. And this one here is number 42. Coming into us here, and we do conference calls. So if you're not on the conference calls, by all means, for only $20 for 1 hour light shift healing like this here, do get on them. Your life will start to change pretty quickly. People who've been on them for a month or so actually start to feel much better with whatever kind of condition they had. Here we go. And it's up to you to come on the calls. Light shift does not promote itself typically. The light never promotes itself, doesn't bring in energies through practitioners, because you already have it. So that should be a clue to you. If anybody's doing special attunements, bringing in different rays of energies, claiming that through the light, they are the light, they're the light of the darkness. You want to get hooked up to those things, because you already have it. It's up to you. It's your own responsibility to connect to your spirit. It has the light for you. Here we go. And now we're working with just like kidney areas, maybe bladder energies, working with our livers, taking away toxins right now. So you might feel energies change in your body. We're going to go to the pain release room. Start to release pain out of our body. And we'll see what else room they want to take us into. I want us to go to the dolphins. Let's go into the room where the dolphins are. Here we go. So we're now swimming with the dolphins. If you want to put your hand out in front of you, palms forward, move your hands out maybe about a foot, and you can actually feel the energy of the dolphin skin. This is what you're doing now on the light ship. The dolphins that we see now are actually white dolphins. There we go. Feels great to me. Nice and slippery. Okay, and we're on the light ship for everybody who's listening. And our animals and pets that we brought up, I don't know if I mentioned that or not, but they're on the light ship also having healings. Bring in another oxygen for healing, number 17. And let's go into the hot tubs. This is for body detoxification. And we'll bring in a couple of color frequencies from the light ship. You may want to keep your light beams up on your monitor screen for maybe half past the hour. They'll still provide additional healing for you. This color coming in is going to be the color of pink. This is light ship pink. It's not the pink that we have down here. It's much more in wholeness. And if you can see it, it actually like glows. It's a beautiful color of pink. Bring in the color of yellow. And another option is going to be coming our way. This is number 2. I want to just take a deep breath, inhale, exhale. And here's option number 11. Bring in another healing oxygen to us. This is number 62. We're going to energize your blood right now for healing. I'll count to 10. You may feel the surge of energy in your body. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Having some of the silver water to drink, a half a teaspoon of it. This is healing water also. We're having some of the golden water. And on the website, you can get water charged for a dollar or two. Just go on at creationlightship.com. It'll say water activations and also object activation, so you can do pendants if you wish for a dollar. They'll hold the charge until you use it up, basically. Or another way of saying it is that the pendants that you charge with love energy will hold the love energy until you integrate that frequency in you, and then it'll feel useless because you already have it, and you can do another charging on it. Once you resonate to whatever you charge it up as, then you want to redo the charge over again for something else, or even the same thing. It's what you're missing is what they're going to be giving you, which is what you're asking for, because you're missing something. There's a drop-down box there, and you can sample different water energies, if you wish, to have in your water that you drink. It's healing water. Also, the other part of the site is for objects charging, like food. There's many, many things there, too, so have fun at that. So we're going to be coming back now from the light ship, but we're in one final room. This is where your spirit was created on the light ship. I'm going to count to 10. This is what I call love comes walking in. And you're going to actually feel the presence of your true spirit. So here we go in wholeness. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. We'll hold this energy for about a minute here before we come back from the light ship. The light ship is the source of light, created the universe of light. Everything from the light is created there. And here we go. We're going to be coming back right now. So again, I'll count from 10 down to 1. And normally around 2, you're going to feel that energy shift as the light ship disconnects its link from you. Remember, you're up there physically walking around, and you're taking up out of time, but you're still here too. So here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1, and we're all back here. So if you wish to have these ET critters taken out of you, you can just send me an email. I'll be checking that more than likely tomorrow. Or just send me, give me a call on the telephone. I'll get that tomorrow, too. And I can give you the numbers to call in on. You can just send me a check in the mail or just go on PayPal and you can get it that way also. So tomorrow's a wonderful day doing the ET parasites. If you haven't been on this call and you're just curious, check on the BBS website, like we mentioned, 10:10:08 and 11:30:07. And if you feel anything happening to you, which more than likely you will, then you know that you have these things inside of you and you want to get them out, because remember, when they're out of you, you can carry more spirit energy. These things cause our physical illnesses and problems. So Just all say blessings to all of you. The next show will be Monday. So, Sylvia, you want to add anything?
Yeah, just to go to Ron's website, creationlightship.com, if you want more information about all four of the special healing events that are happening this month, which are the next three Sundays and also the third Saturday of this month. So they're all very important and great healings to take part in. And, Ron, I think I'll just mention to you, too, I believe that earlier on the Fast Chat, it was Brett that was saying that he had sent you an email, so you might check for that.
Okay.
And I'll just say blessings to everyone and hope to see you all tomorrow on the 8-hour special healing call.
Okay. Well, that sounds great, and I'll see everybody tomorrow. So hopefully you're listening and you want to have these things out of you. It's the best thing that you can do for yourself in this lifetime, believe me, is it allowed your spirit to come into you. And you may find your body shrink. You might be overweight. Maybe you've always walked with a limp or something. Maybe you've walked bent over. And that could be caused by these critters that we take out of you. So I'll say blessings to all of you. Have a wonderful evening. And good night, everybody.